something is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is the continuation of the message, Five Lessons on Prayer.
Hallelujah.
What was John's purpose? John's purpose always was that he might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing he might have life through his name. This was his purpose for his writing. So now he says, and he saw it. He that saw it bear record, and his record is true. And he knoweth that he said true, that he might believe. What did John see? Why did it have a meaning to John? He said, when that soldier thrust a spear through the side of Jesus, blood and water came out. Jesus had called himself the temple when they asked him for a sign. So he says, I'm the temple. Now, if he's the temple of God, John understands something. He sees blood and water coming out. Now, I've got a picture, a drawing I want to show you. You look at this picture here. I know the old city in Jesus' day. Over here is the temple. Now, of course, I'm aware that some say that the temple was on this Temple Mount, and others say that it was right here in the city of David. Now, I have a lot to say about that, but not today. Because when I want to talk about it, I'll have to show you a lot from the Bible. But that's not today. But what's important is this. Whether it's here or it's here, between the temple and the Mount of Olives, which is right over here, you have the Kidron Valley. The Kidron Valley is right running through this place. All right? Now, every time that Jesus and his disciples, for the Bible says in St. John's Gospel chapter 18, when you read from verse 2, that Jesus went there frequently. Now, whenever he and his disciples went from the temple area across the Kidron Valley to a garden at the foot of the Mount of Olives. Remember, Gethsemane was right there. All right. Whenever they went through that place, water and blood from the temple, from the sacrifices, was pouring down out to the Kidron Valley. So imagine this. These disciples, John remembers, every time they're crossing that place, they can see water and blood from the animals that have been slain. Where's water and blood coming from? From the temple over there. And then they go across it and go to the Mount of Olives. So now Jesus had called himself the temple. And they strike and take that spear through his side, blood and water come out. So he says, he that saw it bear record. And we know that his record is true. Why? Because blood and water is coming out of Jesus. Surely he is the living temple of God. Proof positive. The spirit, the water, and the blood. Hallelujah. Praise God. How important that is. How wonderful that is. So you see, that's the number two. I said the work and effect of righteousness. Very important for us as children of God. So let's read, Father, in Hebrews chapter 10, where we were. We were in verse 22. So I talked about the bodies washed with what? Pure water. And that this is the water of the Spirit. He says, I'll sprinkle clean water upon you. Not the water of the word, but the water of the Spirit. We're washed by the water of the Spirit. Praise God. All right. Now, look at the next verse. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering. See that? Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promised. So what does God require of you? Hold fast your confession. Stand on your confession. Don't change your mind. Don't change what he said about you. Hold on to what he said about you. Declare your righteousness in Christ Jesus. Declare you're a child of God. Hold on to your profession of faith, the profession of our faith, without wavering, because he's faithful. When you pray to God, remember, he's faithful. He never breaks his word. He's faithful. Hallelujah. He's faithful that promised. He's faithful, absolutely faithful. Number three, we are the executors of his will. We are the executors of his will. Remember what Jesus said, St. John's Gospel, chapter 20, verse number 21. Then said Jesus to them again, peace be unto you. As my Father sent me, even so send I you. That's wonderful. We are the executors of his will. As my Father sent me, even so send I you. What does that mean? If he's sending us the same way the Father sent him, how can we have less than the Father gave him to fulfill the ministry? We couldn't have less. As my Father sent me, so send I you. So he empowers us with the same power that he has. Yes. Trust it, and God will hear you when you pray in the same way that he heard Jesus. Oh, boy. All right. St. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 28, from verse 18. Look at it. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations. Think about it. All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. All authority is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore. On the basis of this authority, says, go. So we are the executors of his will. So when we pray, we understand that in the New Testament, prayer has become a partnership with God. We are together with him on the same side, executing his will on earth. We don't pray something that is inconsistent with the will of the Father. We don't have any business praying something that's outside the will of the Father. No. Why? His will is revealed in our spirits. His will is revealed in our spirits. Now, when you walk in righteousness, it's impossible to ask for the wrong thing. It's impossible. It's impossible. You'll never ask for the wrong thing walking in righteousness. You'll never ask for the wrong thing. Why? Because in walking in righteousness, there's no selfishness. You see, you always walk in love. The love of God is the outworking of God's righteousness. Walking in righteousness is walking in love, because love is God's nature. Righteousness is God's nature. You can't separate them from each other. Praise God.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. Oh Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me, and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life. from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah. The Leveled Radio app is rightly designed to entertain, inspire, inform, motivate, and add color to your everyday life. We've got the best of everything on radio. The best music, the best of inspiring messages, the best talk shows, and the best of wholesome content. The Leveled Radio app has a smooth and sleek user interface with features designed to keep you tuned in and locked on, giving you an amazing user experience all day, every day. Waste no time. Download the Leveled Radio app from your app store, and you will be glad you did, because we are the best of the best in radio entertainment. Wherever you are, whatever you speak, C-Tunes brings the gospel to you from English to Swahili, French to Arabic, Spanish to Hindi, Portuguese to Mandarin. The message of faith and salvation is breaking barriers. With C-Tunes, you gain access to over 250 Leveled Radio stations like Leveled Radio Iran, Leveled Radio Ukraine, Leveled Radio South Africa, Leveled Greece, and many more. Participate in every global ministry program in the language you best understand. Stay connected with motivational podcasts from our inspiring on-air personalities, and enjoy music that uplifts, inspires, and energizes. Log on to www.ctunes.org or download the app from the Leveled App Store. For further inquiries, please call +234-813-180-9663.
Wow! This message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy Basseterre, located at St. Kitts Credit Union Building, corner Cayenne and Church Street, opposite St. George Anglican Church Basseterre. Worship with us on Sundays by 10 a.m., Wednesdays by 6 p.m. For inquiries or to share your testimony with us, kindly call +186-976-577-28 or email us at info@loveworldradionetworks.org.